Kelly in Edmonton, finish this sentence. I own a ridiculous amount of dot, dot, dot.
Children's clothes.
Ah. Okay, is that because you have an addiction to children's clothes?
Oh, well, I have three children. My husband would think I have an addiction to children's clothes.
Right, okay.
I have an addiction to Kmart.
Oh, I think everyone joins you with that one.
So have you thought about maybe taking to a charity bin, or there's other people you know, you've got friends or family, relatives that have kids that might fit those clothes?
I've done that, and then I just buy more.
Right. To replace the ones you've given away. Sonia in Brinsmead, finish this sentence. I own a ridiculous amount of dot, dot, dot.
Indoor plants. Ah. I'm out of control. I can't help myself. They're everywhere. They're in the toilet, the bathroom, the kitchen, everywhere you go. And I've run out of places to put them now.
Right.
And are they thriving? Like, I think that I applaud you if you're somebody that can keep indoor plants alive. Are they all thriving and living their best lives?
Well, this is a hilarious thing. I'm not even a gardener, and now I'm so addicted that they're thriving and I love them so much and I don't want to go away too long. So who's going to water my plants?
I get you.
I now know all of the botanical names for them all too. And my friends are like, who are you? We don't know who you are anymore. And I'm like, oh, that's a spathiphyllum and that's a philodendron. Like, shut up. We're over your plants.
Stevie in Gordonvale, finish this sentence. I own a ridiculous amount of dot, dot, dot.
My husband actually earns a ridiculous amount of soy sauce.
Did you say soy sauce?
Like the sachets of soy sauce?
Yes, all different brands.
Are these, as Inky says, is this because he likes sushi and he gets a lot of sachets? Or are these bottles in your fridge?
No, he doesn't even like sushi.
So what does he use the soy sauce on?
So he's Aboriginal, so he makes all different types of meals.
Are you a fan of soy sauce?
You know what? No. I used to like soy sauce. Sushi,
there are a lot of different types. So when you open up your fridge, there's like a door full of just soy sauce because you can get your mushroom
one. We have a whole shelf. Yeah, we have a whole shelf.
Good on him. You can get the sticky sweet one. Yeah.
Yeah, the ketchup mayonnaise.
So many.
Yeah.
One for fried rice, one for any rice, one for rice.
Linda in Redlinch, you have a ridiculous amount of what?
Knickers.
Undies.
Okay.
Well, I work in NDIS, so I've got three different houses, and I really love to keep my knickers all nice and clean, and I keep changing them through the day.
Yep.
So in each house, I've got at least 10 pairs.
Okay.
So that then I don't have to worry about, you know. And then, obviously, when I'm at home, it's actually a brand that I use in particular, because somebody said to me, oh, try these. And when I lost a lot of weight, I really wanted something to spoil myself with, so I went and bought them. And then I've got about 30 pairs at home.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
and they are the same type of undies? Like, you haven't strayed. They are all exactly the same?
All exactly the same. I throw all the rest. I mean, if I could tell you the name of them, they're brilliant. Keep my butt in gear, you know, so hold it all up for me. So
I love it. Donna in Bentley Park, you have a ridiculous amount of what?
Girls' headbands.
That's an interesting one.
My daughter's only one, and we have 72 so far.
So your daughter's only just turned one. She's got 72.
Yeah. We sort of have an addiction between eBay and, like, little mini businesses on Instagram of supporting local. And
has she worn all 72 headbands?
If she hasn't, I have. We've just made it work.